Now Katie Marshall's here. She's the director of the McCroskey Arts Center in Grand Rapids, and it's the first Friday of the month. It's a cavalcade of arts. Katie's running around with her head cut off, so yep. We're just going to let you calm
down.
Dodging
wrenches.
Katie. Dodging, yeah. So, are you ready to tell us what's going on in the Grand Rapids area?
Ready as I'll ever be, yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, yeah, we've got a busy night. I don't think anybody was prepared for snow, but we'll I think we can handle it. First of all, I just wanted to be sure to mention that we have a special First Friday feature this month. A food truck will be downtown in Grand Rapids. Pirate Burritos is coming over from Bemidji, so I hope everybody brings their appetite and shows them some love. They'll be in the parking lot on the corner of Highway 2 and First Avenue Northwest, also known as the Kramer's Lot. So make sure to stop by and check them out. They'll be set up for First Friday tonight, and they have a variety of different burrito and taco specialties, including vegan options. So, and then at Frame Up, they will be showcasing the colorful drawings by Grand Rapids' own Patty Farrell. And so she'll have a colorful display there at Frame Up. VFW tonight from 7 to 10 p.m., their jazz night is featuring Doug Haining on winds. So that'll be a great show. Doug's a favorite around here. He makes it up here pretty often during the year, so it'll be fun to see him tonight. Then at Moxie, they are going to be welcoming local custom jewelry artist Sarah Citrine and also launching some new fall lines. And they'll have 10% off shop purchases all day and refreshments, plus some autumn celebration surprises. So,
ooh.
Yes, surprises are fun. At Central Square Mall, they have two different events going on. In Clara's Cupboard, they'll be hosting artist Lori Lechner from So Unique Bags and Rags, which specializes in handbags, caps, pillows, and other decorative items with an eclectic mix from hippie to boho. They're one-of-a-kind creations. And then at the Village Bookstore, they'll be welcoming children's author Katie Tessman for a book signing and some songs at 5 p.m. And her book is called Our Mama is a Beautiful Garden, and it's a book for children about breast cancer written from her son's perspective from when she had cancer. Lake & Co. Shop is having a First Friday event tonight. They're doing their Meet the Brewer event, so it's a great opportunity to connect with people in the community and enjoy a guided beer tasting with Copper Trail Brewing Company, and proceeds from the tasting and store purchases go towards local programs funded by United Way. Then in Central School, the Artist in Residence will be there. Mary Corwin and Leah Yellowbird will be in residence. David Dobbs is also an Artist in Residence, but he'll be across the street at the MAC teaching a class, so he won't be there. But you can check out his work, a little preview of the exhibit for next month at McCroskey. And True North Salon and Spa will be hosting artist Shelley Robinson, who creates small, unique rag dolls from mostly recycled materials. And she calls them listening dolls so you can hold them tight when you need a little love or need to talk. I believe they do not have mouths. So just for listening. Also in Central School, Yarnworks is going to be hosting local artist Letha Lemon, and she'll be showing her colored pencil portraits. And at Brood Awakenings, the featured artist this month is photographer Jordan Weiss, and they will have music by Abriana Noel Trombley from 4 to 6 p.m. So that's the most of the roundup, and then we have McCroskey Arts Center. We have a lot happening at McCroskey tonight. It's a crazy night. So we have our we have our opening reception for two new artists. We have, or actually four new artists. In the front gallery, McCroskey Gallery, we have Douglas Ross, and he'll be showing landscape paintings that he's done. It's called Along the Range. So he's based out of Minneapolis right now, but he taught at University of Nebraska-Lincoln for many decades and has retired to Minnesota and is really fascinated by the Iron Range. So he's got a series of paintings that he's done up in this neck of the woods with a lot of familiar-looking views.
Like acrylic or watercolor?
Acrylics, yep. Okay. Yeah, and they're, pretty good size. And it's just a nice show to take in. And then in the back gallery, we have a group show with three different artists, and we've called it Earthly Concerns. We kind of paired these three artists together that did not already know each other, but we thought their work was kind of interesting together. So we have photographer Nancy Bundy, who has photographs also kind of the Iron Range in general. And then David Luke is a photographer who's taken photos of the boundary waters and then digitally manipulated them to kind of show what the effects of climate change could be in that landscape if it transitions more from boreal forest to prairie, which is one of the predictions of what could happen with climate change. So it's kind of an interesting project of his that he'll be showing. And then Linda Snoffer is a printmaker, and she does botanical printmaking, so she uses prairie grasses to make prints, and she's got her
prints. Wait a minute now. Uses prairie grasses to make prints.
Yes.
So prairie grasses in the print, or she paints with the prairie grass?
She uses the grass to, I don't believe it is actually in the based on what I've, the ones that I was looking at most closely, I think she uses the grass to make the print, but it is not actually in the.
Okay. Oh,
okay. Like a.
Wow. Yes. Yeah. So, but I, if you get there, you could examine them more closely and maybe prove me wrong, but I'm pretty sure that she uses them as the printing piece. Yes. Cool. And she uses a variety of different techniques, and she prints on tissue paper and organza and muslin. And so it's, and they're very, the colors are really nice. She uses pigments and things like that. So those are the exhibits. And then we have Food by Forest Lake. Sam Miltich and Doug Haining will be doing a little jazz duo preview before their VFW show. So they'll be playing music. We've got a wine paint canvas class. I believe that is actually just sold out. And then at 7:30.
Can I stop you?
Yes.
Wine paint canvas classes, that the ones where everybody paints the same thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. It's a great kind of social activity and a good way for people who might be a little nervous about starting to be creative to try something where they don't have to come up with the idea first. They can just sit down together and somebody will walk them through the steps and you learn some techniques as well. And
has the wine proven to enhance painting?
I don't know about enhancing painting, but I think it enhances fun. For some people, it might sort of, you know, let you make you take a few more risks, you know?
Yeah.
The one time that I took the class, it did not help.
So that is a lot of stuff going on.
More. We're not even done yet. At 7:30, we have Annie Humphrey and a group she's a part of called the Long Hairs Collective is going to be performing at 7:30 at McCrosty. They're on a tour of kind of three states in the Midwest, and we'll be stopping in the MAC to do some music and some spoken word poetry. So at the Free Will donation, yep, make sure to stop by and check that out. I think it's going to be a great show. So
outstanding. Okay.
And then tomorrow.
Yes, then we take a very large deep breath, and tomorrow is our fall studio tour. So
that's exciting, Katie, the studio tour.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I really hope people check it out. We've got maps at McCrosty. You can also check it out on our website. It's mccrostyartcenter.org/studio tour, I think, or fall studio tour. If you just go to McCrosty site, you'll find it. But it's, we've got, I'm not going to remember how many different stops.
Yeah,
but we've
what
got,
might you see?
You might see, yes, furniture and fiber at Studio Tupla south of town. We've got several different jewelry makers. We have watercolor. We have beadwork. We have pottery demos and basket weaving demos at the McCrosty in our studios. And so there's just a whole lot of different artists. And it's really fun to see where people make their work. I always love to kind of get a little behind the scenes look of where they're doing it, see the tools, kind of watch the process. And it's just really fun to check out.
Is this something you do every year?
This will be our third or fourth annual. I think it's our third annual.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. So. And Katie, one thing I used to always ask you and put you on the spot is what kind of classes you got going on at McCrosty?
Oh yeah. Well, we have a lot. It's, you know, it's kind of our fall season is in full swing. So we have, I'm trying to think of what's coming up that hasn't already started. We have a 3D printing class that we're doing with kids. We will soon hopefully have a new 3D printer that we got as part of a technology grant. So we're going to be exploring some different digital art possibilities with that. And then we have, we've got a watercolor weekend workshop with Keith Thompson coming up in November. That's going to be really exciting. People are looking forward to that, spending a couple of days with Keith and learning about his process. We've got... we always have open pottery on Tuesdays, and I'm sure there's some birch bark star weaving workshops coming up this fall with John Cesato. We usually do a couple in the fall prior to the holiday season, so there's always a lot happening, but you can always find it all on our website or stop in and grab one of our catalogs.
Are 3D printers amazing?
Well, I honestly
don't know.
It blows my mind. I still cannot comprehend that this is possible. So I'll probably just sit in front of it and stare at it the whole time.
But another thing I want to do is I want to thank you, and I want to thank all the fourth graders who created these amazing pieces of art.
Yes.
And they donated. We have four of them here, and we're so proud of them.
They are.
Look at them out there.
They look beautiful. People should stop in to see them. They look like they were made for these walls, too. It's wonderful.
They're amazing. And I just wanted to ask you if this is a technique, because like the fish out there, they're made of four squares, and they put them together. Some of them are vertical, some of them are horizontal, some are smaller. Mm-hmm. But when the squares match up, they're not matched up.
Yes.
Well, so like a fish's body has a jut in it. And I love that. Was that intentional?
It was not intentional, but it was part of the process. So the way it worked was the fourth graders, they went into groups and each picked a photo of an animal, and then they gridded it out. Basically, everybody got a square of that photo and then had to recreate that onto their panel with taking kind of scale into consideration. And the effects
I love it that it doesn't match.
So they worked on it in pairs, and then they put them all back together. And some of them became quite abstract. And yeah. It was super fun to see it kind of come back together. And the effects were really unexpected, but in really cool ways. So
well, we're honored to have that, and we appreciate it very much that you contributed those. So anybody that wants to stop by, I encourage you to stop by our 260 Northeast 2nd Street in Grand Rapids and check out this beautiful art by fourth graders.
I know. We had, when they were up at the Rife Gallery, you know, people couldn't believe that they were fourth grade artists.
Wow.
Yeah.
So why don't you just slow down for 30 seconds and we'll
take a deep breath.
We'll see
and
you
then
tonight. Maybe we'll see you next month.
Yes.
All right.
Very good.
That's Katie Marshall, director of the McCroskey Art Center.